Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. As always, you're going to be glad you did, folks. You're going to be glad you stayed with us because Joel Barker is with us, one of the smartest guys I know. I knew how smart he was before I knew him. I knew about him, and I knew what he thought about before I knew him personally. And I'm so glad that he's become an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He's an author of many books, including his new one, Five Regions of the Future. He's a filmmaker. He's a futurist. And also one of the books that when I first met Joel, so to speak, was when I read his book on paradigms. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Joel Barker, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Let's have a good 2009 together. What do you think?
Yeah, let's have the nation have a good 2009. I think that's what that should be.
We could use that, don't you? You know, I'm calling 2008, the Chinese called it the year of the rat. I'm calling 2008 the year of the whiplash. What do you think?
Well, I think the rat isn't bad either.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah, exactly.
Certainly it was a whiplash.
It was a whiplash, and I don't think 2009 is going to have as many whiplashes, but I do think that we're going to be paying for we haven't finished, even though 2008 is over, we haven't finished paying for 2008, and I think we're going to pay for it in 2009. What do you think?
Well, 2008, the culmination we're going to be paying for about 10 years, I think.
Yeah.
So it's a long payback.
But the good thing is we've got an
attitude of opportunity that we haven't had in a long time. And so I think actually we'll look back at what's going on right now and we'll say America needed that kick in the butt.
Right. One of the things that I was embarrassed about 20 years ago, maybe 18 years ago, Joel, was that I was the age that I was, and I didn't know what a paradigm was.
Yeah.
That it embarrassed me. When I found your book, somebody gave it to me and showed me your video, actually. You had your Business of Paradigms video.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I was embarrassed. I was ashamed of myself because I thought I knew. I was fairly well-versed in the English language, but I didn't know what a paradigm was. But you introduced me to paradigms,
yeah.
and it changed my world. It changed my life. And even though that's one of the things you're best known for, you and I haven't really talked about paradigms that much since you've been on the show.
No, I think
that now is a perfect time to talk about paradigms and what paradigms create. And the shifts that can happen in paradigms. Go back and take us through a little bit of an education on a paradigm and what a paradigm shift is.
I would love to, because you're exactly right. What's going to start happening this year is a series of paradigm shifts that we're open to. And so let's do the ironic part first. Paradigm shifts are fundamental changes, radical changes, changes that take you back to the roots. They take the old rules, they basically throw them out, they bring in new rules. Well, it looks like...
I heard you say once, Joel, everything goes back to zero.
Everything goes back to zero when a paradigm shifts. We are in the pre-shift mode in the sense that what we're saying is the old paradigms aren't working for us. What we tried to do, really starting in the middle 90s to 2008, was to deregulate and assume that certain behaviors would happen. Well, we now know, even from Alan Greenspan, he was so surprised that people didn't take care of America first.
Right.
You know, they took care of themselves first.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really old paradigm he should have known about. Okay, so paradigms are rules and regulations that we use to solve problems. What we're looking at this year is a chance to reframe our paradigms and come up with new rules to solve problems that seemingly are intractable. And here's the really good news about paradigm shifts, Jim, that if you don't understand it, they scare the heck out of you, okay? Paradigm shifts say, I'm going to put you back to zero. That is, the rules you were good at before are going to be basically irrelevant. Well, people who are really good at those rules get scared to death. They go, my God, what am I going to do, right?
And that's the reason that we've got a lot of fear right now, don't we?
That there's fear because of uncertainty about the new rules. But here's what I want to tell everybody. If you do it right, and we'll talk about doing it right here in a minute. If you do it right, the new rules, they start by solving the problems you couldn't think you could solve before. In other words, this healthcare crisis needs a paradigm shift. And if we go through it right, we will look back and we'll say, remember when healthcare cost so much? Boy, we just didn't understand at all how that operated. Or remember when the financial system ran amok? We now have the rules that makes it run the way it should so that it does the kinds of things it should do but doesn't put the nation at risk. So Obama has this amazing opportunity equivalent to FDR.
Right.
People are saying, I agree with you. The old system didn't work. I want change.
Okay. We can all agree, as we go to the break, we can all agree that Obama has the opportunity. Now, yes. Whether he pulls it off or not, yeah. That's only time will tell. And
right.
But all of us hope, wish him well and pray for him well, right. Because he is going to be our president. 20 till, I'm sorry. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joel Barker. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website's is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the flagship. That's our mothership website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can get, we find all the things that we do here, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, our newsletter, our free newsletter, which you can subscribe to. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, you can link from there to our blog, jimsblog.biz. You can link from there to our knowledge base, which is askjim.biz. So just go to the mothership there, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and find lots and lots of stuff that will help you. Joel Barker is our guest. He's our good friend. He's a futurist. He's the author of Five Regions of the Future. That's the brand-new book. The new film, Joel, is going to be out soon, right?
Yes, innovationattheverge.com. Your people can go to sign up for a preview announcement. I'm actually going over to my filmmaker today to take the final look at the music that's behind it. And then if that all goes well, they'll be cutting the master, which will produce the DVD.
Innovation at the Verge.
Innovation at the Verge. And
.com.
The reason I think it's so important, Jim, is because it shows a new pathway to a new kind of innovation that is much quicker and much cheaper than standard innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we need quick, cheap innovation to get our companies back up and running.
Right. Exactly. No question about it. All right, we're talking about paradigms, folks, and the shifts that have happened over the last year or so and that have been building for a while. The shifts happened with a dramatic impact that took our breath away, didn't they, Joel?
Well, it's really useful to be real clear on this. What happened is the old paradigm failed. The shift has not occurred yet. We are in the space between the old paradigm and the new paradigm, and when Obama says, I don't become president till January 20th, what he's really saying is, I'm not going to tell you the new rules I want to play with until the 20th of January.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the most uncomfortable place for humans to be, and that is where we don't know the rules of the game. And so I just want to tell everybody out there, we're all feeling this discomfort because humans are great. If I give you the rules, people say I can play that game because they're smart.
As long as we have the information, right?
Yeah, you got to know the rules.
Yeah.
So right now we're in between the rules. Let me give you an example. We've heard hints that Obama is going to go to take the entire medical system and put it online. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is a phenomenal paradigm shift.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that cuts costs for hospitals. It improves transparency. People can track themselves. By the way, what we have to do is congratulate Walmart because they've already started doing it for their own people. So we've got a leading-edge company, Walmart, saying, we're going to do this. We can all look to Walmart and say, okay, what have you learned? What are the implications of doing this? And you and I need to talk about implications when you're ready, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Because here's the other thing that Obama's group has got to do. And it's actually the nation's got to do this, but President Obama's got to lead it. And that is, when we start these new policies, we have to understand the long-term implications, not just the first-order implications, not just the immediate implications, but the cascade, the second-order
implications. You're directing these points you're making, you're directing them directly at the Obama administration right now, aren't you?
I'm trying to. In fact,
yes.
This radio show, if we've got any of the Obama people listening,
they all
listen.
They're all listening. They're all listening, Joe.
Well, good. I hope so. Because
go ahead.
There's a simple tool that I developed a long time ago and taught it to IBM and taught it to Northwest Corporations and taught it to Honeywell and taught it. I mean, a lot of companies have used this called the Implications Wheel. That tool basically says people of high diversity get together, so Republicans and Democrats get together and independents, and they say, if we did X, electronic health care, what are the long-term implications for that? And we need to understand those implications
mm-hmm.
before we institute the policies.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So right now I'm pushing real hard, and I'm saying to the Obama, I'll come and train you for free. You know, this is mm-hmm. my gift to mm-hmm. the new administration. I will come and train your
people.
How do you
get politicians to apply the implications wheel?
Well, you know, I have shown it to the political staff people, and they said, what a great idea. But there's something, what scares some politicians is they don't want to be held accountable for knowing the long-term implications.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, goodness,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. No, that's 20th century thinking. 21st
mm-hmm.
century thinking is, I understand the long-term concept. Yes, and accountability to the long-term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm obviously a little heated on this today.
I like it. No, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. That's exactly some of the things that I've been talking about, and that is, Joel, that the what I've been saying, Joel, and I'm working on a book of my own on this, that the classic passive benefit that society gets from you and me doing business together is no longer enough in the 21st century. We've got to be active in terms of what benefit the additional benefits that society gets from our work together. We can't allow the passive to be enough, because it no longer is.
Right, and here's the thing that I've learned with this tool. What's interesting is I've taken people who said, oh, we want to do this, is such a good idea. Well, they finished the first order consequences, lots of good ideas in the first order consequences. Then I say, okay, what are the consequences of the consequences? Oh, we don't think about that. Well,
cause
that's
and
my
effect.
Job. Yeah, and when they get out to the third order, all of a sudden saying, this idea has got some problems.
Yeah.
We need to redesign the idea.
Yeah.
They don't throw
but see,
out
you're,
the idea.
But see, you're. I'm afraid, I love your idea, but I'm afraid you're giving our government too much intellectual credit.
You know what? It's time for them to do that.
I know, but I'm with you, and I'll hold your coat while you deliver that.
All
I'll
right.
park the car, I'll pour the coffee, whatever you need me to do. But I'm not positive. I'm not upbeat about our elected officials' mental ability and their leadership inclination to do this. And that'll be the biggest chore that President-elect Obama will have. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Lysingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Joel Barker is our guest, and we're talking about paradigm shifts. And, Joel, I want you to – now, you were just telling us about the implications wheel.
Yep.
And I was, you know, being a little bit negative about politicians. I hope I'm wrong. And I know you've got some experience with politicians, with government, and you've seen some success with this. So I hope that will work. But let's talk about some other paradigms that are shifting. Have you got some others on your mind? I know,
sure.
I have.
I'll give you a quick list, and I'd like to hear your list. Number one, our leadership has to start thinking in strategies, not policies. So if we don't have a strategy for 2020, I don't want to hear a policy unless you can show me how the policy fits. So strategy first, then policy, instead of the other way around. We got health care. We know that's got to go through a change. Education's got to go through a change, too.
Yep.
So those are all – I'm not giving you the paradigm shift, though. I could talk a lot about it, but I'm saying these are categories, financial regulation,
mm-hmm.
health care, education, and then strategic vision shared with the nation – explored with the nation. That's why thinking about the implications is so important. We get
mm-hmm.
everybody engaged. Those are just the ones that I'm looking at right now that I think Obama.
How are we going to get the implications wheel applied to Congress when every member of the House gets sworn in and does an about face and starts trying to get reelected?
Okay, here's my strategy.
In 2 years.
Okay, Eric Schmidt, Google, give me a call. I'll show you how we can use Google to explore it. Wouldn't it be neat to have a national citizens group doing the implications wheels on the things that Congress is doing?
That's what we need to have.
That's what we should have. You were talking about activity, being active rather
now there's,
than passive.
Have you been to change.org, is it change.org.com, the new website that they've got up? A friend of mine was telling me about it. I haven't been there, but...
I went there for a minute, but I was so busy the last month and a half that I really haven't... what I've been doing is actually trying to use back channels to get to the Obama group about...
Change.gov, it's called. Mary Westheimer told me this weekend. Change.gov.
Well,
so that would be a good place for that for the implications wheel to be and for your citizens group to be.
It would. And see, if it was on Google, what's nice about that is then it's separate from the government.
And commercial.
Well, it could absolutely
be commercial.
Because
you know me, Joel, I'm always trying to figure out how the marketplace can solve problems. I'd rather the marketplace would do it than the government.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't it be neat if people could say, that's a bill I'm really upset about. They could go do an implications wheel with 100 other people or 400 other people and send
collaboration.
It to Congress. And
collaboration.
Make it public, exactly.
You know what else?
Collaborative competition is the 21st century, Jim.
Right. There's no question about it. And that's another one of the paradigm shifts.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Because what you think about innovation at the verge, you collaborate to create an innovation that then becomes competitive in the marketplace. But it's the collaboration that creates the new idea. That's why innovation at the verge in my head is so important, is because it engages partnerships between groups that have never worked together before.
Absolutely. Yeah. What about capitalism? Isn't that a shift that's happening right now?
Well, I think it could be, and I think it might not be. It depends on how...
I'm worried about capitalism, Joel.
Well, we've got national banks now, Jim.
That's my point. The government nationalized AIG.
Capitalism.
The government nationalized AIG. What's that? England nationalized several of their banks. Other banks have been nationalized by their countries.
Yeah.
The five major historic investment banks on Wall Street are no more.
Yep. Well, I'm gonna give up. I don't know how to do this right. We might have to do a whole show on this. It's
1 minute.
Mondragon is an invention of collaborative of capitalism in Spain.
Yeah.
And it
You've
is.
You've told us
I
about
think,
it before.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you think about that. That is a different look at capitalism than we've had before, but it invites everybody to become part of capitalism rather than to be left out. It's back to your active versus passive again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more ownership we can have at the smaller level, the more likely we are to, in fact, have things kept together because of the wisdom of crowds and the vote.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't know if capitalism is dead. I don't think it is. I hope,
no, I
pray that
it's
not, but I do think it's going to be different in the future.
Yep. Yep, I
think
agree.
I don't know if it's a full-fledged thermonuclear shift like you've talked about in other things, but I do think it's going to shift.
It's going to have some pretty big rule changes. At a minimum, the boundaries
think so too.
Are going to change. Yeah.
And I'm worried that what's shifting it is the government, and that makes me unsettled, Joel. Hey, Joel, I got to wrap it up, but it's what a wonderful pleasure it is to have you and your wisdom join us. We're looking forward to the next visit already. Give us the website quickly on the new film.
New film, go to innovationattheverge.com. You'll see an overview of it, and then the whole film will start showing there on January 30th.
All right. Thanks, Joel. See you later.
Good talking
happy
to you, Jim.
Happy New Year. Got to go
happy
for this
New
hour.
Year,
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back. It'll be next week.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.